I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is a two-day celebration of West Virginia's most popular activities. The annual National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration is this weekend at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. We'll talk more about it coming up. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
The National Hunting and Fishing Days event began in 1978 with a small gathering at the Wildlife Center in French Creek, and over time, it has morphed into one of the biggest gatherings of hunting and fishing enthusiasts annually in the state. Scott Warner at DNR says the growth really came when they moved to Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park, where there are 900 acres to put on activities.
Shooting activities, fishing activities, kids activities, youth challenges, climbing walls, you know, wild game skinning demonstrations, wild game cooking demonstrations, bird dog demonstrations, and I can go on and go on. But we filled up all 900 acres, and that was never possible at the Wildlife Center.
That event runs Saturday and Sunday and has become the second largest event of its kind in the United States. Warner tells us it's not just an event for outdoorsmen. It actually caters to those who may not be big hunters and anglers, but may give them an opportunity to sample some of those activities.
And now we've got 2 days of fun-filled activities for everybody to enjoy, and we've actually have resulted in the program now being more of a fun-filled family event. I try to tell a lot of people that it's not just a hunting and fishing show, it's a family activity, because you can come to the event and not ever picked up a bow or a gun or ever fished before. Now, we want you to do that once you do attend the activity, but there's a lot of hands-on activities for conservationists, wildlife enthusiasts, or people who just like to spend a day outdoors.
Each year, there are headlining events and demonstrations, and one of the favorites is back again.
It's kind of the best. We have Byron Ferguson returning, and he is the archer extraordinaire. I mean, he's a guy that can shoot aerial targets, everything from flying pigeons. I'm talking about foam flying pigeons to, aspirins that are being tossed up by his wife.
And there are plenty of other outdoor demonstrations as well. Some you may have seen in the past, others maybe not.
Tom Bechtel's coyote calling demonstrations. We've got several experts coming in talking about, you know, proper ways to call in deer and turkeys and everything else. But something also new this year is we're doing some falconry or raptors in flight demonstrations, where, you know, people can kind of learn about raptors but also see them in action, see them flying and soaring above the crowd. So that's going to be something neat that we're doing new this year.
That event Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. It runs from 9 to 5 Saturday and 9 to 4 Sunday. Hope we see you there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.